What a beautiful day. It's a Thursday. Tomorrow will be more beautiful because it's a Friday. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and Dean Richards is on assignment. But Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Joining us once again is Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. How's it going, Alex?
Doing great. Sounds like we're getting worse weather here in New York than you are there, so I'll be heading your way soon.
Oh, yeah. Come by. It's 57 today or something. What's it like there?
Cold and rainy. Very, very gross. My son on the way to school was like, can I go home and go back to sleep? So I didn't let him do that, but that's how we're feeling over here.
Yeah, that's terrible. We've got a great sunny day, and Disney in the news. They are merging. Well, aren't they already with Hulu? Because I share a password and an account. What's going on with Disney?
Yes. So the new news is that Disney has bought a stake in Fubo, which is an entirely different streaming service. I don't know if folks are familiar with this. I assume sports fans probably are because they're very big in terms of streaming live sports. But this is another live TV service that they're going to be merging with Hulu plus live TV, which itself, as you said, is owned by Disney. So the confusing part here probably for consumers is a lot of folks have probably heard that Hulu is going to be folded into Disney Plus sometime next year. They haven't set a date for that in 2026, but that's going to happen. As is right now, this shouldn't affect consumers in any way. If you've heard about Hulu Live TV and you subscribe to that, you're curious about Fubo, or you subscribe to Fubo and you're curious about Hulu Live TV, they're going to be two separate services for the time being. But I'm going to put a little asterisk there because, like I said, Hulu's going to end up at Disney Plus next year. So if Hulu and Fubo, lots of weird words.
I know. It sounds like you're talking such gibberish. Who thinks of these stupid names?
I don't know. It just started a trend. It's the same thing as adding pluses to the end of all of these streaming services, which Apple, I don't know if you heard, is changing from Apple TV Plus to Apple TV going forward. It's such these little silly things. Just call things names.
Yeah.
But regardless, if you're a Hulu fan, if you're a Fubo fan, whatever you subscribe to, you're fine for now. Next year, TBD.
All right. I have got to figure out what's going on because I spend over $300 and some for our cable. It's not even cable. I don't even know what to call it anymore. But we do that. That includes our internet. But then our phone's also like $300 a month. We have got to trim the fat here. I mean, I guess there's a way to do it and still be able to watch many things. But that's too much money to spend every month.
It really is, and I think that's a large part of the reason that people are going towards two different things. One are these live services we were just talking about. I believe YouTube TV is still the largest one where you can stream TV live on YouTube, but now with this Hulu and Fubo merger, I'll really try to stop saying those words in a second, you're going to see like a second contender that's almost as large as them. You can also do the same thing for Prime Video, but the other thing that people are really embracing are what are called these fast channels, places like, just to throw out another ridiculous word, Tubi, but they also have it on Prime Video and in a couple of other places where this is a revolutionary concept you're not going to believe. TV you can watch that is supported by ads. It's this new thing that they've invented that is now on the internet. And it's crazy how they keep reinventing the wheel, but Tubi and other services like that that you don't have to pay for, you can just watch on the internet. They have a wide variety of movies and TV shows and other things are really picking up steam because, like you're saying, people are spending hundreds of dollars on these streaming services. And not to slag anybody off, but most of the movies and TV shows are kind of garbage. So if you're going to watch garbage, why not watch it with ads?
Yeah, you know? I agree. And it's funny because my husband and I go through this all the time. And he's like, I don't watch Hulu. And I'm like, well, we do. And he's like, I don't really watch Netflix that much. An occasional, you know, documentary here and there. And I'm like, well, we do. So we have to figure it out. But I can't believe how expensive television is.
One of the other things they're doing to combat this, which I would bet will be coming with the Hulu Fubo thing, though they haven't announced this yet, is bundles. You know, and you're seeing again, in terms of reinventing the wheel, bundles that they're like, oh, isn't this like different channels that you watch on TV? So we recently saw the Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Plus, HBO Max bundle that's coming. Prime Video, again, has so many different services that you can subscribe to under the Prime Video envelope that give you discounts the more you subscribe to. So again, it's kind of, it's reinventing cable, it's reinventing TV channels, but there are ways to look into that where you can cut off a couple of dollars. And I think the streaming services are finding, yeah, people will subscribe mostly for the one show they watch and then cancel. So the way to keep them going is create these bundles that provide a little more value.
And be careful, listeners. Learn from my mistakes when you bundle something on Prime Video, like, for instance, Stars, that no one watches, and then you're paying for it again through your cable company. Just learn from my mistakes. That's all I can tell you.
You got to set those reminders for when to cancel.
Yes.
When the free preview is going to be up.
Absolutely. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. He'll be back next week. We are talking TV with Alex Zalbin right now. He is host and editor of Comic Book Club. And Alex, South Park, when it first came out, it was must-see TV for me. I did not miss an episode. And then it kind of went away in my habit. And I didn't watch it. And it's pretty wild what's happening with South Park right now.
There's a bunch of things happening in the world of South Park, but I agree with you. I watched the first couple of seasons and then kind of faded away. But it keeps trucking along, and it actually is probably even more relevant this season, which is the 27th / 28th season. They kind of ran one into the other than ever before. The big news this week is they usually broadcast on a Wednesday, but they've moved their latest episode to tomorrow, Halloween at 10 p.m. It's going to premiere on Comedy Central and the next day on Paramount Plus. And just to read the little description here with no editorialization on my part, the episode is called The Woman in the Hat, and the synopsis is, the White House deals with a disruptive spirit from the East Wing. Stan worries that South Park has become too political. So there you go. They are on it as usual and really poking the bear, I guess is the way that I'd put it.
Yeah, they're poking the bear after they got a $1 billion deal.
They could do it. I mean, if folks don't know about this, they signed it back in July. It was a $1.5 billion deal to keep the show going for another 50 episode and at least 5 years. That's for the whole streaming library, which continues to truck along both for Paramount Plus and HBO Max, but also the show itself. And kudos to them, whether you like the show or hate the show, it's clearly pushing buttons 28 seasons in, which is pretty wild.
Okay. Yeah, it's something else. Whatever. That's good for them. And a show that I absolutely loved. I was a big Noah Wiley fan. He was in ER. He's now in a show called The Pitt on HBO. I actually know where it's airing. And I love this show. And yeah, it's based in a hospital, but it's not ER.
It's not, but there is a really sticky, messy lawsuit going on between Warner Brothers TV, which puts The Pitt on HBO Max. And I agree with you, fantastic show. But they are having an ongoing lawsuit with the Michael Crichton estate. Michael Crichton was one of the co-creators of ER back in the day. And the lawsuit says that The Pitt is derivative of ER. Now, the recent news is that Warner Brothers is pushing back on that and saying there's no evidence that there is any connection between the two. Part of the reason there is a connection drawn there is Noah Wiley, as you said, is starring in The Pitt. He played the young Dr. Carter on ER. Now he's an older doctor who is running the ER in the show The Pitt. They've got a couple of other people behind the scenes, John Wells and Art Scott Gimel. But the really tricky part of this that came out that WB hasn't really responded to is there was talks about doing an ER reboot that they pitched to the Crichton estate, and the idea was to have an older Dr. Carter do a 12-hour shift in the ER. And then the Creighton estate apparently pushed back, demanded many millions of dollars. They pushed back on that and then went forward to the pit. So I hate to say it, but there's, I'm not a legal mind, but there does seem to be a little bit of grounding in terms of what the Creighton estate is saying. Warner Brothers didn't want to pay them that much money and see that much creative control. So we'll have to see what the judge says. This isn't heading to trial yet, but it could get pretty messy.
It is just such a good show. And I, you know, I'm the queen of all hypochondriacs, so I like to make diagnoses and prognoses as cases come in. It's really good. And just a little fun fact, Bryan Cranston's daughter plays Dr. Melissa Mel King on it as well. And I didn't know that until the second season, probably. She's great. Her character's
great.
Yeah,
and she is just the best. I mean, from a viewer perspective, forgetting about the lawsuit, that show is thrilling. I'm not a big hospital drama guy, but I was enthralled from the first episode. It'll make you cry. It'll horrify you. It's wonderful. And the even better news is there's 15 episodes in the first season. They're already working on the second season, which is also going to be 15 episodes long, and that's coming out weekly starting in January, I believe.
Well, I love it. And Taylor Dearden Cranston is her name, and she is neurodivergent, and you can, her character, she plays a neurodivergent doctor as well. And it's just, she's really a great actor. She really is.
The whole cast is great.
Yes.
They tore it up at the Emmys. I love them. Again, lawsuit aside, I can't wait to see them back on TV.
Really, really good. And that's interesting because I love medical dramas. You do not. And yet you're still into this show. That shows you what a good show it is.
Exactly. It's just really wonderful characters, really great drama, and it's very human and it's very kind, which is something I think we need to see more on TV and in entertainment in general.
The Pit is what it's called because it's the ER room in Pittsburgh, right?
That's 100% correct.
All right. Alex, always a pleasure. Am I talking to you tomorrow? I don't even know what we're doing.
We will be talking tomorrow, and I will officially wish you a happy Halloween day.
Good, because I started earlier this week. All right. Yes. Thank you so much, Alex. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Alex Zalbin, and he is the host and editor at Comic Book Club. You can find it at comicbookclublive.com.